Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Boy, yeah, you know, it was a basket of chips, and it was a bit of brown ale.
And there was a cup of treacle and some Cadbury buttons down at the shop, free for a penny.
I love treacle.
Oh, I love treacle too, I do. Oh, hello and welcome to Grinding for Days. My name's Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And this is episode, what, 14? I believe it's 14.
Is it 14?
Yes, man. I'm going to check our catalog of Grinding for Days. Yeah, episode 14.
Awesome. What progress.
It's been a while. Made. Yeah, it's been a while since we did an episode.
So we've really loosened up since the first episodes.
Yes, we all talked like Brick Tamland in the first episode. Loud noises.
Okay, I don't get that reference, but I still
didn't you see Anchorman?
No.
You never saw that movie?
Yes, I did.
Steve Carell, and yes, I saw it. Yeah. He was like the weatherman, and he was really stupid.
Yeah.
Brick Tamland.
Yeah. And they have that fight, don't they? There's a fight with different...
I killed a man with a trident.
Weapons. Yeah.
And,
gang fight.
They had one in both movies.
Oh, okay.
They had one in Anchorman 2 as well.
Not a big Will Ferrell guy.
No? That's why I love Will Ferrell.
Cited it.
I think he's a genius.
Guy's a genius.
With his plumes. Hold my plumes. Anyways, what are we going to talk about this week besides Anchorman?
Your screensaver there, I'm a little distracted by it. It's Eddie from Iron Maiden. He looks like a grade 4 art project, and it looks like he's catching a dirty pigeon out of a river.
It's a ghost.
Oh, it's a ghost. Okay.
I think it's that river from The Witcher. He's fishing at it.
He's fishing ghosts out of the river with bare feet, jeans, and a V-neck shirt.
Yes.
And that's I'm Eddie. Not sure where you got that image.
Oh, it's the Iron Maiden
They didn't theme. License that. Did they?
Maybe.
No, dude. That's like deviant art. Somebody who made that probably does furry porn on the side.
He does Overwatch porn.
Who's the sexiest robot in Overwatch?
There's only two robots in Overwatch.
Big metal ass.
And they're both
men. Staring you in the face.
There's Bastion and there's Zenyatta. And they're both guys.
Are they? Zenyatta's a guy.
Yeah.
Is he African or what?
He's Indian, I think. Zenyatta Mandata is, that's the name of a police album.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Must be a little reference.
I think it comes from like Hinduism or something like that. Cause Zenyatta, he floats around like,
oh, is position. He the guy there was an outrage by, I think it was by Indians. They were mad that he was blue. Mm. And he was ripping.
No, that was Sumitra,
deity of Hinduism.
That's Sumitra. And yeah, she had like Sumitra. One of the skins where she looked like, I think, Vishnu.
They didn't want him to be blue, I guess.
Cause no, that's it was like the
holy color.
And she looked like one of the goddesses. She actually was dressed like the goddess. It'd be like if one of the characters had a Jesus skin.
Yeah, I guess
can kind of see Christians why they would have a shit fit. Yeah, like if they had like a character that you could dress up as Jesus, people would have a shit fit.
But I mean, they had that guy in GTA 5, which we're going to talk about later. They have like a dude on the boardwalk in Vespucci Beach, which is Venice Beach, obviously. And he calls himself Jesus. Like, yeah. And he's a panhandler.
But a lot of cities have crazy people to dress up like Jesus.
They do. Yeah. So. And I guess Grand Theft Auto fans aren't as likely to bitch about that kind of shit.
I don't think a lot of social justice warriors play Grand Theft Auto.
Well, maybe. It didn't really, it didn't touch on that as much. If it was made now, they would totally rip on social justice warriors, eh?
Like Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yes, they will, yeah.
Or whichever one comes next.
Because the games always stay really relevant with...
Yeah, they do have a good...
pop culture at the moment.
Yeah, a lot of social commentary.
Yeah, and they spoke about the social media... the millennials.
What's it called? Life Invader?
Yeah, Life Invader. Yeah. You blow up that one guy's head at the.
Oh, that was awesome.
The Zuckerberg kind of guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like doing the tablet. Yeah, no, that was super cool when I first played it.
I like Michael on the.
Yeah.
I think he's my favorite of the three.
He's a cool character. It's hard to respect that he kind of sold out his friends, though. But it was because he had kids.
He was a fucking rat, and he had a fat kid who looked like Jonah Hill.
Yeah, his kid's terrible, but is he played by Jonah Hill?
No, I thought he was, but it wasn't. Okay. And the daughter's a bit of a twat, too.
She's trying to be a porn star and trying to be famous.
What was she on? Like, she was on like some...
Fame or Shame, and there's the Laszlo guy from the previous games. He was in Vice City. He was a DJ.
I like how different characters come back.
I know. Yeah.
Wasn't there a cameo by the
They mention Grand Theft Auto 3 guy? Nico Bellic briefly. They go, oh, there's this Eastern European guy in Liberty City making waves, but he went silent.
Yeah.
That's what the one guy says, and that's
Nico.
All
I didn't like Nico Bellic that much.
I liked him a lot. I thought he was
cousin, cool. Let's go bowling, and you had to
let's go to the bar.
And then you had to drive drunk.
Yeah, no, I loved that game. I thought it was awesome, but
it was probably my one, like, no, I won't say it's my least favorite, but I like my favorite of all time as far as characters in that, I think is San Andreas.
Oh.
And it had that whole kind of
it just got so LA bad, gangsta though. The story got so bad at near the end.
I guess it did. Ridiculous. But it had like fucking Samuel L. Jackson and
yeah, no, it Chris has the Pence. Best cast, but in my opinion, I've heard lots
Don't
of people
Don't you point
say
that gun
but,
at my dad.
bring up
the list.
The list for the week. We'll be talking about Prey
DLC for Dark Souls 3.
Yeah. Neo, which just came out.
And more to come.
Yeah.
That's all I'm putting in the description. Get us on Podomatic.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're listening to this, you've gotten it already. So
Google Play and iTunes.
iTunes. I always put it up on the Twitters.
Yeah.
I think we're up to about 30 followers on Twitter.
Oh, boy. That's a lot more than we used to have.
Yeah.
Well, 20 more, so.
And
we haven't gone viral, but close.
No, but we will. One of these days, we're going to beat Hollywood Babylon.
Yeah, man.
What's the number one podcast? Fun. Like, The Nerdist? That's a pretty big
one. Is it?
I like The Nerdist. Well,
Joe Rogan's is one of the biggest.
Yeah, a lot of people like Joe Rogan. Yeah. I haven't listened to his. I listen to Bill Burr, and I listen to all Kevin Smith's.
Depending on the guest, I watch Joe Rogan's, but you would like it a lot, I think, because he has lots of comedians.
I watched his stand-up special.
Triggered,
yeah, I think,
right?
Bill Burr did his.
He's had him on there twice.
I think he had
three
it on,
times. You should watch those episodes recently and see what you think of him.
Because Bill's freaking hilarious.
And, yeah, I just saw his special on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I watched about half of it. I haven't watched
it. Yeah, you told me it made you think about fat shit.
Oh, he's talking about, yeah. Shit, oh, yeah. You fucking fat people. So I turned it off and went to the gym.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad.
It worked. No, yeah. It's a good
work, Bill.
He's a really funny
I've actually met Bill Burr.
I just went to my first comedy show. Did I tell you that?
No, who'd you go see?
I went 2 weeks ago, I went to John Doerr.
No, I've never heard of him.
At the Laugh Shop. That was my first stand-up comedy ever. He had a show on the Comedy Central, and was, I guess he was a host on Canadian Idol, which I don't give a fuck about.
I wouldn't watch any of those if you...
But he was funny, man. I guess he lives in L.A., and he's got
a
really deadpan.
I saw George Carlin back in the 90s. That's
he's really dry. He's got dry humor. That'd be way more legendary than...
That was pretty legendary.
Yeah.
And I've seen Bill Burr a couple of times. I've seen David Cross last year.
How much were tickets for Bill Burr? Because this was 15.
It wasn't that much. It was more than that. I think it was about 35.
It's not bad.
It was at the Grey Eagle Casino.
Or something? Or?
It was during the week.
Oh, okay. He would charge more, though. He's big. He's like... Tops. He's tops of the pop.
He's one of the top comedians in the circuit right now. And I saw David Cross last year too. He was a bit more expensive. I think he was about $50.
Yeah, I'd go see him.
And I saw Jay and Silent Bob. Killer.
No, it was a good experience.
Yeah, stand up comedy is awesome.
They had some local dudes first, and yeah. But let's talk about
the gaming.
Prey.
All right, so Prey, yeah, we were watching some footage.
You'd never even heard of Prey.
There was a Prey game recent, like
there was
previously,
one for 360,
right?
Yeah, and PS3.
Was it the same?
Last gen.
I didn't have it.
No, I didn't play it either, but it got good ratings. It was like a launch title. Like, it came out early on. You know? Like, maybe 2007, 2008. And I remember it getting really good reviews. Your cat's really itchy. That's what cats do.
Cats scratch fever.
Break out! yeah, no. So, anyway, the first one, I know he gets abducted and Don't Fear the Reaper plays by Blue Oyster Cult, which rules.
Yeah, Don't Fear the Reaper makes anything better.
Yeah, and it definitely fits the scene where he's being, I think he's abducted from his bedroom by greys or some type of alien.
Those damn greys.
But you're on the ship.
Except for Paul. He was one of the good ones.
Shut the fuck up.
that movie, Paul.
With Paul. Seth Rogen. Okay, I wasn't sure who you were talking about.
That we were talking about somebody we knew called Paul.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure
a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Friend of yours, a friend of us.
He's Earthling.
Oh, yeah. He's not the gray Paul. But no. And you go up there and you have to escape from the ship, I think, was the premise. But it was a story-driven first-person shooter.
It looks pretty cool.
And the new one, I don't know if you're a Native American again. That's cool because they're kind of unrepresented.
It looked like you were an Asian guy.
I think he might have been Native. He had black hair, you know. Maybe
diversity is important in gaming, though.
No, but Native Americans are underrepresented in games.
Now, what about Nightwolf in Mortal Kombat 3?
Yeah, no, and there's Wolf Hawkfield in Virtua.
What about
Fighter
Custer's 2? Revenge on the Atari
2? I never played that. What, that was a porn game. What is that game. Like?
It was a porn game where you had
a
to
porn
like.
Porn game?
Yeah, they had porn games for the Atari. Because back then they didn't have the standards.
Did people jack off to those?
Somebody probably did. There was a game called Beat 'em and Eat 'em where there was like a guy jerking off on the roof and you had these two chicks and you had to catch the little jizz droplets in their mouth. It was like Breakout. It was like kind of like Kaboom.
What the
fuck? It was like a guy jerking off on Atari graphics.
What the fuck?
I'll show it to you. I got an emulator.
What is the point of that?
I remember it. All us kids saw that. Like, we didn't actually see the games, but we heard about them. Because I was a kid when the Atari was.
And what happened in Custer's Revenge?
There's, like, this Indian girl tied to a cactus, and you have to get Custer past all the arrows, and then he starts fucking her.
Oh, my God. They were outraged about this.
Yeah, there was some outrage, but people didn't get
this. No, they didn't form angry.
This is the early 80s.
Mobs.
People, they got outraged over.
Off, like. Definitely.
Yeah, like some Native American groups were not happy with it, and there was some protesting.
Yeah.
But probably well-deserved.
Like, that they put that little fantasy into the whole, like, Custer thing.
Back then, they didn't have, like, when the Atari 2600 was around, anybody could make a game. Because now, if you want to make a game for, like, PS4 or Xbox One, you have to get their permission.
You have to buy, like, a development
kit, I think so.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure exactly how it works, but you'd never get away with like publishing a porn game for like PS4 these days.
No. Well, where would those be sold back then? Where would you buy?
The porn games, they would sell them at
adult video.
No, they would sell them at like regular department stores, but they'd be out of view and you had to ask for them.
Like behind a curtain.
Well, they'd be behind the
had porn.
Yeah, places. It was kind of like that, but because I heard somebody bought theirs at like Service Merchandise, which was a place in the States back then.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Consumers. Do you remember Consumers?
Consumers.
You might be too young.
Maybe
there was a place called familiar. Consumers Distributing.
Yes.
And you would walk there. In, you would fill out what you wanted on a sheet of paper.
Like we might have talked about that on another episode. I bought a kind of Nerf gun thing that shot. Foam balls
from
there.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, I bought one of those from there, and I saved up for like 2 years to go to Consumers Depot.
They went out of business.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Amazon, but you actually had to go to the warehouse because it was cheaper than going to like a retail store. It was a little bit cheaper.
Did they sell sex toys?
No.
Okay.
But. Well, somebody put up a thing on YouTube where they said they got their Custer's Revenge at Service Merchandise.
Oh,
we are way off topic.
What happened to this show? It used to be
well. If you're a regular listener by now, we were never clean.
Used to stay on topic.
No. We never stayed on topic. No. We always digressed.
Oh, there you go again. Decadence.
There's that word.
Yeah.
You need to develop as a podcaster, Kyle.
I've tried. I've developed my voice.
Yes. Again. You sound very... You're like the new Casey Kasem. Casey's gone. We need a replacement.
Oh, fuck. But in the trailer we watched earlier of
Prey, and we watched an 8-minute gameplay trailer too.
Yeah, we did. It looks like it combines elements of Portal, Half-Life, the Half-Life series,
Dead Space,
BioShock, all in a blender. The puzzles look really cool and in depth. There's all kinds of zero gravity stuff. All kinds of crazy gadgets and technology and alien technology I saw. And a guy getting needles in his eye.
Kind of there was needles in the eye.
That was part of the neuro upgrades or whatever. And
And that was
the graphics look really clean, and
oh, the frame rate was really good.
That looks smooth. That's probably the got to be the PC version.
I wonder what game's going to come out that makes me upgrade my PC.
Like it'll be, you'll have to upgrade it.
Yeah,
Crysis 4.
No, I've never played Crysis.
I played it for PS3, and it was pretty cool. But I think my game crashed or I got stuck. I can't remember. Something happened that was really unfair and shitty, and I couldn't quite finish it.
You just quit playing?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I got the original Crysis 2, like the, you know, just Crysis, and I played that too, and it was pretty cool. When those came out, though, I think Crysis, like Crytek makes them, right? That German developer.
Crytek, you will play our games and you will like it.
We will stoop you.
Yeah, Lily von Stoop.
Crytek. Crysis, when it came out, had the best graphics, right?
Like, yeah, people were raving about the graphics.
You needed a... It would burn your computer out. You need a...
Played...
Are you going to have the type of computer with, like, water hoses hanging off
it? Oh, this thing has water hoses.
Does it?
On the video card, yeah. It's got,
holy shit,
tubes full of Freon, like in a refrigerator.
Oh, my God, man.
It's only a GTX 970. Like, it's not the best card right now. It's an NVIDIA card.
Oh.
It's good, though. I played...
So that's the only part you'd have to upgrade. And how much are video cards?
Like, to get, like, the current standard video card, it's usually about $300, I would say.
Okay, yeah.
Like, if I'm going to get a new one now...
You
well, this one I've had a few years in. Like, this one... This computer
here or what?
This computer's about 4 years... No.
Okay.
It's
you're not in obscurity yet.
I can run all the games in high detail still.
Oh, okay. Like, so you bought... Yeah. That's a good computer.
Yeah. Like, I bought bigger than what was needed at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing, like...
You went to town.
Yeah.
At Memory Express. Got yourself a PC that can melt somebody's fucking face off.
Yeah, it runs the games
performance.
Although, I just play Overwatch, and that's not a very demanding game.
No, not really.
I play XCOM, too, though, and that's...
It's got some
demands. That runs a little, especially with all the mods I play.
The cutscenes don't look the best, though. Like, they kind of look like plastic action figures.
I skip them. Well, that whole game is playing with action figures.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, so maybe that's intentional, but they definitely... You know, when you're looking at someone's face... They don't have that smooth quality. Like it's kind of like they're made out of plastic. They're shiny. Their skin's shiny.
You know,
that kind of went away like in the newer generation.
I recently played Resident Evil 7.
Yes.
And that...
Is it called Resident Evil Biohazard?
Yeah.
Yes. Or 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Biohazard / Resident Evil 7, I think.
Yeah, I got confused with that. I went, is this another like... fucked up spin-off of...
But it has nothing to do with, like, the other ones.
No, no.
There's no Umbrella Corporation.
Did you play more of it?
No. I'm gonna...
It's so scary looking.
It is pretty scary. It's
big tar creatures and dirty men with axes.
It's kind of like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre kind of vibe, like a crazy
murderous
redneck.
And they all have
redneck.
Really good teeth, I hear. Their teeth were modeled after somebody's dental records or something like that.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
That's why their teeth are so realistic.
But the people...
Which adds a lot to...
Yeah, the people look really realistic. I can only imagine playing it in VR. I've only played it on a monitor.
Oh, fuck, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to get me a VR headset one of these days.
Yeah, well, when you do, man, we got to play 7.
So yeah.
We can just scream our heads off. Yeah,
there's not enough cool
stuff
games
out right now.
Yeah,
well, there's that
spending.
Though. That's a big. That's a killer app for VR.
And the other one I'd like
a
to try.
Killer app.
Yeah, there needs to be more killer apps because those VR, those HTC Vives are about $1,200 here in Canada. So
I told you that guy at work has one. He's like, yeah, I played ping pong and stacked the garbage.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't know. Sounds like gimmicks to me.
Yeah, they are like tech demos.
Stack the Garbage wasn't quite the game name, but it was something like that. You know?
Stack the Garbage. Job Simulator. There's that one that's called Job Simulator where you're like working in an office.
Goat Simulator.
And there was that one on the PS4 that was like Star Wars Battlefront, and they released like a special mission just for the VR.
Yeah.
And it was like out of Rogue One, and it sounds looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if I could take that back to, like, my 7-8-year-old self.
Oh, that would kill people back then. They'd have heart attacks.
Back then.
Oh!
Well, when I was about 12, the Star Wars arcade game came out. Do you remember the Star
From
Wars
color
arcade
television
game?
To fucking
no, the arcade VR. Game.
No, yeah, but like just if you took something like that to a this is theoretical.
Oh yeah,
some kind of time machine. Like
back and gave when it to I was people, playing Atari 2600,
probably affect their health in some way.
It'd just that's be too much to add. I mean, yeah, because we got it gradually, you know, the Atari, yeah, NES, yeah. Sega, and then
build you up gradually, very gradually, if you think about it. Yeah. Like, it's not, no, like, I don't know. There's not really consoles that just, like, totally change the game.
No, each one's just slightly better looking than the last. Yeah. And then, yeah. But by the end
PS4 of PS4 and Xbox One are like that.
But
like
then they even improve on those consoles because, yeah, like, launch title Xbox 360 games didn't look as good as the later Xbox.
And by the end, they're like really using every part of it, like Uncharted 3 and like that.
Uncharted 4 had some pretty wicked graphics.
You played it now?
No, but just watching.
Yeah, like, I watched some
footage on.
Yeah, I got to play that still. It's on my fucking huge list.
I've played 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I would wait till that one's cheaper, though. Like, that's not one I would pay, like, $70-$80
for. I think that would be worth it, but I don't know.
Yeah, but it's over in, like, 6 hours, you know?
Yeah.
And,
maybe like, 10.
Maybe.
Probably 10.
Yeah, maybe closer to 10 or 12.
That's, like, the standard for single-player experiences, generally.
Yeah, those are games I don't like to pay a lot.
6 hours is way too...
If I'm going to pay full price for a game, I want to get, like, hundreds of hours out of it, you know? Like,
I want to pay $10 an hour for my entertainment.
You do?
No, not really.
I know some CD bars I could take you to with lap dances.
For $10 an hour? Wow, that's got to be really sick. Oh, God. Dude.
$10 a song.
I charge $10 an hour for my lap dances, sweetie.
Well, here in Calgary, they charge like 35 bucks a dance. Much, it's crazy, yeah. But back in my hometown, they're like 10 bucks.
Bet you got a lot of them.
Hmm? Oh, yes. I like me
with
some
those prices.
Strippers.
Windsor. Back best in Windsor. Strippers in Canada.
Actually, Windsor is known for its strip bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like internationally, people would come over.
You said they can't
go. Yeah, because in Michigan, the strip bar laws were much more strict, as I mentioned. So all the Americans used to come to Windsor to come to our bars. Mm-hmm. And you get like a lot of famous porn stars and Playboy models and stuff dancing there too. Hmm. I saw Heather Hunter. Showcases. She was
I don't know her.
She was a porn star back in the day.
Hmm.
She was actually really good. She was like a good dancer and stuff. Yeah. She was the one who apparently allegedly gave Magic Johnson HIV.
Wow.
Back in the early 90s.
Oh, he blamed it on some porn star.
Yeah. Because he was like having sex with her. I don't think she had it though. So maybe it was probably bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's
the blame next game?
Yeah.
But
she made me sticker digging her, so pray, yeah. Coming soon. When is it coming out?
I don't know. I think it's right away, because I'm seeing
sometime
ads
in
for
March,
it everywhere. I'm seeing ads for it everywhere. It I didn't even know there was a new...
Oh, May 5th.
Wow, so that's a long fucking time.
For a little while, yeah. We're going to have Mass Effect before that.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's going to be awesome.
I think that's going to be a better game.
Well, apparently it's going to have a lighter tone than the other games. I don't know what they mean by that. I don't know if that's a great idea. I don't think it was that dark. A little bit.
Depends how you played it, too.
Right? Yeah. Well, they took...
Like, if you went Paragon...
They got rid of that system now.
And really?
Now there's a different name for it, but I think it's like mood or something. Yeah. There's still a morality system, but it's done differently.
I like morality systems in games.
But I liked the... Like,
Fallout 2. Fallout has them as
so
well.
So fun, and so with playing as a Paragon. But Renegade was a bit funnier and funner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually played Paragon, though, because even in games, I can't be an asshole.
Well, the first time I do good, and then I do...
Then you do one of each?
I go bad! And then I really have some fun. No, you know, you just save it. Like, I love making games that allow you to make completely different choices the second time through. It's a good feature in most modern single-player experiences. They all should have that, really, by now, right? I bet Prey has it, like, some kind of...
Morality system?
No, just choices. Like
choices
that
have
affect
ramifications?
Ending. Yeah. You gotta have that in single-player games nowadays.
You gotta have multiple
goes without
endings.
Saying. For sure.
That's the replayability.
Yeah, and just the... The control, right?
But I mean, people that goes control. Back they to, like, the 8-bit era games.
No, yeah, they did. Yeah, it's then, not a new thing, but it's just, I think it should be expected by now to not be that linear, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess Uncharted 4, I hear,
It's very linear.
Yeah, it's linear, but there's at least they included conversation trees. I think you can choose what you say in some conversations, I hear. So they kind of,
I think so, yeah.
I don't know how much that affects the game, so, but it's still a good idea.
Like in Wing Commander 3.
Just like that. I don't know. I've never played it, but
that was a great game.
Too old school.
Topic, yeah.
No.
And that was new school for the Wing Commander series.
Yeah.
That one actually had actors in it.
It's for all you
had Mark Hamill gamers. And Biff from Back to the Future was in it. And holy Malcolm shit. McDowell.
Wow. Malcolm McDowell. Nice.
It was actually a hell of a game.
He should be in more games. They should make a game.
He was in Malcolm Fallout McDowell. 3.
No, they should like cast him. You know how they did that movie or that game with Chow Yun-Fat?
Yeah, yeah.
What was
Stranglehold,
that
I think?
Yeah, Stranglehold. Yeah. They should do one with Malcolm McDowell.
He's been in a few games.
In Ancient Rome and your Caligula.
Caligula, the game?
Yeah, the game. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
And like full trees, like dialogue trees and choices. And you know where I'm going with that. Pig fat and fisting. All right, we're going to talk about the downloadable content for Dark Souls 3 that's coming up. Shut up!
The Ringed City.
The Ringed City, it's called.
Speaking of fisting.
Speaking of
my rings, cat's getting annoyed with me because she's not getting enough attention.
No.
You're poor thing.
Devoting too much attention to your podcast.
To my creativity, to my craft, man.
You can
man.
Play with your cat later, you animal lover.
Yeah.
No, you are an animal lover, man.
I love that admirable. Cat.
Yeah. You pet every cat you come into contact with.
Honestly. If they let me.
If they, yeah, you attempt at least. That's what matters. you'll open a home for cats eventually.
One day when I'm old, I'm
Karen's
gonna have like
house
eight cats.
For abused cats.
I'm gonna be like that crazy that. Cat lady on The Simpsons throwing cats at people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so the last downloadable content was the Frozen, the Painted, fuck, I forget the name
the
of
painted
it.
The Painted Veil?
The Frozen Veil? The Painted World? I can't fucking remember.
We're gonna Google that.
Yeah, please do.
Dark Souls drinking game?
There's probably lots of those.
You can, what do you drink
for
every time you die?
Yeah, go up. I think it might be...
DLC, Dark Souls 3 Wiki...
Yeah.
Ashes of Arendelle.
Yeah, that was the last one. Ashes of Arendelle.
And the second one is The Ringed City.
It's coming out March 28th.
And you can buy them both for $25.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait and buy them both. Because the first one, we talked about it on a previous show. Apparently it's a bit not slow. It's a bit short and lacking in content. So I'm hoping this one's nice and long. Because this is going to be it for... I don't know. They're kind of saying we're not going to do another Dark Souls.
No more. Yeah, but now there's like a bunch of Dark Souls ripoffs.
Well, I think we're going to talk about that later. I don't want to say it, but my buddy has Dark Souls tattoos on his fucking arm. He says the combat system is so in depth, it makes Dark Souls look simple as fuck.
Really? Yeah. Well, Dark Souls is simple as fuck.
No.
No, it's not. We have this argument every episode.
You didn't say it's simple.
Well,
if it's so simple, why do you suck at it? If it's so simple, why are you shit at it?
Because
it requires patience.
I'm not shit.
Stamina management.
You've never seen me play Dark Souls.
No, but you said you're shit at it.
Maybe.
Yeah, you told me you are.
I can control it.
Going off what you said.
I'm reneging on my word.
No, I think it takes a lot of patience and a lot of timing and learning different moves and yeah. And it also, it's stressful, because you never know when you're going to hit another bonfire.
That's right? True. Oh,
and
yeah.
That adds to the tension, you know, not wanting to do it.
That is true. I felt actual fear while playing Dark Souls.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. At least they don't, usually after a boss, you hit a bonfire right away, like in the boss chamber.
So yeah, like as soon as
you don't do shit to you, like my buddy, we were talking about Ninja Gaiden the other day, the one for Xbox.
Like the original
Ninja Gaiden? No, yeah, Ninja Gaiden Black and the other one. And I said, oh, yeah, I love Ninja Gaiden. And he went, oh, but the one thing I didn't like was there was artificial difficulty, which is after you beat a boss, you have to do some kind of fucking clunky platforming, which you could die in. And then you have to do it the boss all over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I get what he means. Like,
no, once you beat a boss, you should get a chance to save right away.
I think you should. Especially when the bosses are really hard.
But Ninja Gaiden were really is known traditionally as being, like, the like ones ruthless? On the NES were, like, super difficult.
Yeah.
And so every enemy would respawn over and over again while you were doing this crazy platforming.
Exactly.
So I think that's what they're kind of trying to recreate. And I know the sequels were nowhere near as hard, like the ones that came out on the, like, Ninja Gaiden.
Like the ones we were just talking about, or no?
The ones that came out after Black. The ones that came out, like,
oh, 2 and 3. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No.
Those weren't near as hard.
They weren't very inspired.
They weren't as... I liked the original arcade game of Ninja Gaiden, and I liked the first one on NES I had.
Yeah.
I have the other ones now on my... on my
NES Mini. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, thing's sweet, actually.
Because I hacked that bitch.
Yeah, you've got all kinds
of I got, like, almost a full ROM set on
there. We gotta fire that up later.
Yeah, we will.
Take a rip on it.
Take a rip play on the NES.
Games I haven't... Classic games I haven't tried.
Play some... Yeah, well, there's a lot I haven't tried, you know? I had about 20 games, I remember.
That's awesome.
By the time I sold... I think I had 18 cartridges... By the time I sold my NES, I sold it to buy a Sega Genesis
when
the Genesis came out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I had about 20 games, which is hardly a dent in, like, the nearly 700 that came out.
Yeah.
No, a lot of them were shit. But there were some classics. And there's some that I have played recently that I've been like, wow, I wish I would have had this back in the day, you know? Like,
my friend's selling 1,000 Super Nintendo games to this guy.
Like cartridges?
Yeah. For a lot of money. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's had my other biggest regret years, is, I guess.
He hasn't even looked at them.
My other biggest regret as a gamer is buying the Genesis and not the SNES. Because I think in retrospect, the Super Nintendo was a better system.
I just had an NES because my parents bought it for Christmas when I was a kid.
I bought the Genesis, but they say the Genesis was better for sports games. I'm not a big sports game player. I did have I had the original John Madden football.
Yeah.
I had Joe Montana football. Mm-hmm. And Joe Montana. Yeah, there was Joe Montana football, and then they came out with John Madden football, which was, like, way better. Hmm. And there was, I had Road Rash.
Tecmo Bowl or whatever.
Tecmo Bowl was on NES.
Yeah, that's the one people love.
There's people to this day doing ROM hacks of Tecmo Bowl to keep up with each year's current roster.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which is pretty awesome, you know, and people still play it.
Mm-hmm. Those games are hugely popular.
Yeah.
Any football.
We used to rent Tecmo Bowl back in the 80s and play it. Might stay over at my buddy's place and stay up all night playing Tecmo Bowl.
Did you learn the game of football?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I learned about football was through video games.
I don't even understand the rules.
And then I started for a while. I actually started watching football because.
What I don't like is the constant stop in the action. That's what I don't like about
football. Well, football's more of a strategy kind of game.
Strategy, they burst, then they stop, they burst. And that's like the kind of athletes. The most
it's athletic not like hockey.
People, though, go to football. Like the most, they can jump the highest, run the fastest, they're the strongest. They usually go to football. It's the biggest money, right? So,
well, I think it's the most popular.
So I give them respect. It is. Yeah, it is. So I give them respect for, you know, the athleticism involved.
Obviously, here in Canada, hockey is more popular than football.
Yeah.
CFL's kind of rinky dink too, though, I think.
I think a lot of NFL people think that about CFL.
Yeah. Where I come from, the only people who watch CFL were like the really hardcore football fans.
A CFL,
and a lot of Americans watch CFL too because they're so I need some football. And CFL season starts a lot earlier than the NFL season because the NFL season starts in like August, like the preseason starts in like late August.
Okay,
but the CFL starts in like April?
Yeah.
Like, because they have the Grey Cup in, like, November, right? Mm-hmm. And the Super Bowl.
It goes, like, through the winter, right?
Yeah.
In the States, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, the Super Bowl is usually, at, like, the end of January
or the beginning of February. They have those expensive, closed stadiums there. You know, they don't...
Oh, they got a lot of outdoor stadiums, too. You
can open them, too, I think.
Yeah.
But the outdoor ones are in places.
I used to go to the Pontiac Silverdome and see the Lions play, but that had a canopy. Like, it wasn't...
They still have a team, right?
Yeah, but they have a new stadium now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're at Ford Field. Which I've never been to.
It's a mega stadium.
Metallica's playing there in the summer.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus.
With Lady Gaga headbanging.
Metallica and Lady Gaga.
That was so bad.
I didn't see it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch it. The Grammys?
Horrible.
Yeah. I don't mind Lady Gaga even. Like, I got nothing against her as an artist. I've enjoyed her.
She doesn't
know
shit about metal, though.
Well, she's not a metal singer, She's a pop singer.
She was. People don't understand.
Metallica are no. Metallica haven't been a metal band for 25 years either.
But there's a bit of posturing going on. Like
Metallica is now Nickelback's dad.
The whole thing was stupid. Nickelback's
dad. That's what Metallica became. They're
just bad.
They're Nickelback's dad.
New album sucks.
It's not as bad as some stuff they did.
Like some, there's certain songs that are passable, and then others.
Like, it's no fucking Ride the Lightning.
No, I wouldn't say so, no.
Nah. Like, their first four albums is, like, metal. And then they kind of turned into, like, a pop band, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I don't know. They lost their...
had a baby, and his name was Nickelback.
Inspiration.
And they had another baby, and it was called... I don't know, what's another crappy... pseudo-metal band.
Seether. We shouldn't even mention bands like that. Give them any kind of recognition.
They're getting publicity on our dime.
Buried. They're hopefully buried by now. I mean, yeah. But what was the...
Well, we were talking about Neo or Nio.
No, we weren't at Neo yet. We were talking about...
Dark Souls. We were going to go into Neo, which is another Dark Souls ripoff.
Yeah, it is. It's totally inspired by it. They have a thing just like the bonfires. Shrines. Apparently it's based on a abandoned Akira Kurosawa script. You know that Japanese
director? Yeah.
Yeah, it's some script he never did.
Oh, wow.
And it's based on some real-life white samurai. I didn't even know Western samurais existed.
What about Tom Cruise?
Yeah, no, I knew the movie. Samurai. Yeah, I knew about that, but I didn't know there was actually Westerners that were samurais in Japan. There was like three.
Were there?
Yeah, there's three of them. One was black, apparently, but he was from Africa, I think.
Oh, wow.
But then there was a couple guys from Europe that were samurais, and I think they just moved there forever, and they were involved in, like, the military campaigns and stuff, and they were, they were samurais.
Well, when martial arts first started coming to North America, it was, like, through World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, a lot of the GIs were stationed in Okinawa, mm-hmm. and they met, like, these... old
in World War II?
Yeah. Because Okinawa is separate from Japan.
Oh.
Right? Or it was at the time. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's an island, right?
And the U.S. occupied Okinawa. And this day they have a base there.
Wow. So but they a lot were that of the, close to.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's crazy.
And a lot of the GIs were stationed there. And then they learned martial arts while they were there. And then they brought it back to America. So, like, in the 50s and 60s, it didn't really start taking off to like the 70s with Bruce Lee, and he was Chinese.
Yeah.
But, you know, martial arts in general, I guess back then it was fisticuffs, you know, like that old-fashioned pugilism.
That's right.
Put up your dukes.
Put up your goddamn dukes.
And they would have those mustaches, like those twirly mustaches. And Gentleman Jim Corbett.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
So back to
Queensbury rules. But anyway... Neo is in feudal Japan, and it's loosely based on some kind of real-life Westerner samurai, and it has all kinds of fantastical monsters.
Yeah, some of the monsters are pretty cool.
They look really cool.
From, like, the footage I've watched.
Yeah.
But that's only coming out for PS4, right? It's not coming out for the PC?
Take a look.
We're gonna Google Neo! I think it's a PS4 exclusive. Yes, it is.
Oh,
it's published by Sony Interactive.
Oh, okay.
And Koei Tecmo.
I did not know that.
They're the developers.
That'll be the next game I buy.
I can't get it until
And apparently it's 100 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
If you do everything.
Because I'm a part of the PC Master Race.
Oh my.
Yeah! You console... I don't know.
Well, you've already bragged about your water hose in your... PC,
my Freon
we know
pipes on my video card. Group.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I just happen to have a PC. I have an Xbox 360 and a PS3
printer.
And an Epson printer over there.
Core printer. Epson.
But I use those for movies.
We should print some stuff later.
Yeah?
You want to?
Print out some pictures.
Print some clip art.
Yeah, DeviantArt?
Yeah. No, not DeviantArt. Clip art.
Did you see somebody made a clip art, like, from the 90s? Somebody made a Playboy magazine with Overwatch.
Of course.
Chicks.
Yeah, right? All bent over. And
Blizzard put a cease and desist out on it.
There's probably lots of Overwatch porn.
Well, there is. Like, there's an actual porn movie called Undersnatch. And it's like...
And yeah, it's live action.
It's right? live action. Yeah. It's a yeah. guy. And they use different names. The girl kind of looks like Widowmaker. And the guy looks like Reaper. And they're boning.
Wow.
And Undersnatch, yeah. But I think porn parodies are like exempt
from certain laws. Trying to make money, right? And they know that's going to have an audience right away.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone wants to see Widowmaker getting boned.
I don't know who that is, so I don't.
She's one of the characters on Overwatch.
Damn it.
Season 3 just ended.
Yeah.
Season 4 starts next week.
So the seasons, like we talked about earlier, the seasons aren't quite the same as Hearthstone. And I thought maybe Blizzard games would all have the same seasons or something.
No, Overwatch seasons last about 3 months.
Yeah.
And then they take a week off, and then they start a new season. Mm-hmm. And then usually around the start of the season, they'll introduce like a new map or a new character or something like that. So
yeah,
I know there's a new character coming, but I have no idea who it is.
Well,
there's nobody. It hasn't been announced yet, so nobody really knows.
Maybe it's a portly man who can dig holes.
Hole digger, play as a game.
You think that'll...
A lot of people were saying it was going to be this guy Doomfist, because they've hinted at Doomfist in the game. Yeah.
What do they say about it?
Doomfist. Well, one of the maps is like you're escorting his fist.
There's a weapon in
Hearthstone called
Doomhammer, but no.
Don't they have some... Don't they have some of the characters like kind of...
There's no Hearthstone cards that are Overwatch cards, but there's...
I think there's Overwatch characters in Heroes of the Storm, though, which is like Blizzard's...
WoW? Is that WoW?
No, Heroes of the Storm is like Blizzard's version of League of Legends. It's like a MOBA, but it's all Blizzard characters.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
So there's characters from WoW, there's characters from StarCraft. Okay. On one of the maps on Overwatch in the beginning area.
So is that a free-to-play game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it really popular?
It's pretty popular.
Do people play it at BlizzCon and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm not really into those kind of games.
No, I'm not really into those MOBAs. My buddy was just in the Philippines, and there's... These are huge in third world countries. They have the cyber cafes.
Yeah, yeah.
Computers.
And they play StarCraft.
Everybody's playing League of Legends, even senior citizens.
Wow.
Yeah. He sent me a picture. It's really funny. There's 50-year-old dads with their guts hanging out of their t-shirts, just sitting there playing League of Legends all day. And you put a coin into this little thing, and I think you get more.
Wow, that's what's replaced arcade.
Peso. Yeah, and in Brazil, I heard it's the same. They got little... coin-operated computer things.
Yeah.
Probably got a guy with a gun in the back. Everybody has a gun in the Philippines,
apparently. Wow.
So, yeah.
But like, people from the Philippines are always, like, really nice when I meet them.
He loved it. He had a great time.
I've never been there, but there's a lot of people here.
Food is plentiful.
Oh, I can imagine.
Everybody's got a gut, and it's... I'm not trying to insult anybody from the Philippines. I'm saying there's so much fruit everywhere, food, like, that's... They're not...
It's a pretty lush...
done by
yeah, food. They're not starving, that's
like,
for
like, they
sure.
might be poor, but they have food, and they, you know, they're generally happy, and there's, you know, he had a really fun experience. Showed me some pictures, and...
And they all play League of Legends.
Yeah, they love League of Legends.
And they, apparently in Asia, they love StarCraft, too.
Apparently. We all know they love StarCraft.
Kevin. They love...
That's common knowledge.
Okay. But we're talking about crossover characters,
yes.
right? Because you play Hearthstone, and I play Overwatch.
Yes. There's Overwatch card backs, which is like you can change the appearance of the backs of your cards in Hearthstone.
Oh, okay.
There's some that are Overwatch. I think you get them free for just playing Overwatch.
There was one skin. There was one skin.
A lot of people use them.
In Overwatch that you could only get... by getting a certain achievement in Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
It was a Genji skin, and I never play that character anyway.
He sucks.
No, he doesn't suck, but I suck at him.
Like, oh, okay.
That's the cool thing about Overwatch, is each player has their set of characters that they're good with.
You're waiting for the stout man who digs holes. Really light up.
I use some of the stout characters. I tank a lot.
Yeah.
I use Reinhardt. I use D.Va. Mm-hmm. I heal a lot more, though. I'm mainly a healer.
Yeah.
So, that's my role. I like to heal.
I like to heal the world.
I heal the world and let them know it's Christmas time.
Hey, take it easy.
So, that was our next topic anyway. Card retirement on Hearthstone.
Yeah.
No, I barely ever play Hearthstone. So
I know. You got to play with me sometime. But you probably
get. I got it on my tablet. I installed it.
Yeah? Yeah. We got to play, man. You got to build a good deck, though.
Yeah, don't you have to pay for that, though?
No.
Oh.
No. You just do quests every day, and you get... I put $5 into it. I think I got 5 packs, 10 packs, and that gets you started, kind of. And every pack has cards for each class. That's not bad, though.
It's like you're, like,
I only ever put $5 in to the game, and I just do the daily quests, and I don't pay for anything. I won't pay a single more dollar, a single cent more.
I got friends who put like, I know one guy who spent like $500 on Overwatch loot boxes.
People do that,
and in Overwatch, man. It's all cosmetic. Like you're not getting card. More powerful shit.
Yeah,
if you put money into Overwatch, it's all just cosmetic.
People do that in
skins.
Any game with those loot boxes, and
yeah,
which are the new standard multiplayer games, right?
That's crazy. I guess For Honor was really bad. We were going to talk
like
about
the legendary later. Or the I forget what it's called, but the most expensive battle crate. In Battlefield 1, what are they called?
Oh, God, I forgot.
Battle crates or something. I can't remember. I just played yesterday.
I haven't played Battlefield 1 in ages.
Battle box? Fuck, I don't know. But the expensive one is like $6, and you get a guaranteed legendary in it.
But it's only skins, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't
skins and like an XP boost.
Yeah. Well, XP. Oh, yeah, those XP boosts are nice.
Because they give you, you can get...
And they get people to join your
really
squad.
High score.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the XP boost.
So they're retiring a bunch of cards in Hearthstone.
Yeah. So I follow the competitive scene a bit. I play ranked. I'm not, you know, I'm probably better than average, but I'm still not that great. There's a lot to learn. A lot of it is learning the cards
and what to play when.
Yeah, and predicting, right? Like it's pretty a lot of people use really cookie cutter decks. Because then they eliminate the variables, you know what I mean? And they can just rely on knowing what to do in each situation, even though there's so many cards. And then they throw in the odd, you know.
But I'm sure each card falls into like a category.
Well, there's class cards and then there's neutral cards. So some cards can only be used by, because there's the 6 different classes or so, right? You can only use those with your, unless you get a discover card, which you can discover a card from another class, or you can steal cards from other people's decks. You can copy them.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of shit in that game that you can do that you couldn't do in Magic, like physical Magic. You know what I mean?
I never played Magic.
Because, yeah, it's just like...
I think I played it on the Xbox.
I used to collect the cards, but I never... I only played it once, and I don't think I played it right. I've never played it in any kind of competitive way, but I know top-level Magic. I watched a documentary on it. They use pre-constructed decks that are very similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like Hearthstone. Like, you don't see... When people do see... at BlizzCon and shit, when they see cards that people don't use very much, like there's one called Angry Chicken, and it has.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it has one.
But doesn't it? Doesn't
it rages and it gets 5 attack?
You have to like.
You have to buff
pair it up with another card.
Yeah,
right?
You can't play it on its own. You have to. You have
like
to buff
a certain
it.
Character a beast, has to use though. It or something.
I think a hunter would be best for that because hunter is all about buffing. You play a card and it randomly adds to other cards' attributes in your
I used
hand.
To play a hunter in WoW.
A hunter?
Back when I played WoW.
It's a fun deck,
Elf
actually,
hunter.
In Hearthstone. Hunter's pretty fun. I usually play... Priest is my main one, and then I play with the Rogue also. I'm building a Rogue one.
Nice.
But, and you can dust cards you don't want from other decks. You can turn them into dust, and then you can craft cards. Because there's no trading, right? That's how they... Instead of trading, they have it so you can craft cards.
Okay.
But, like, the legendary ones cost a ton of... And you get less dust for... When you make a card into dust, you get less dust than you would for making one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the economy.
It's like deconstructing
of
any...
Yeah, you don't get
in,
what
any
you, exactly what you put into it back. So that's just kind of how it is. But they're going to retire some of the best cards... Which every top player uses these couple of cards, like Azure Drake.
Are they overpowered or something?
They're just Blizzard. I think thinks they're too good. They're a little overpowered. I think. I don't think they're quite.
Can't they nerf them?
not in any way that wouldn't make people make them like unusable.
They keep nerfing shit in
I don't think they Overwatch. Could. Like, there's a card. The one they're one of the ones they're getting rid of is called Ragnaros, and you play it. It can attack. It's an 8/8, and it constantly randomly sends an eight damage fireball at either a minion or their hero.
Oh wow!
Which is called attacking face. So as long as it's on the board, it's just you get at least one. The turn you play it, it attacks also. So no matter what, you're doing 8 damage to something. And you can buff it and all that, and then it's an 8/8 on the board. There's instant like removal cards, obviously, but you're still going to get that 8 damage. So they all use that. They use Azir Drake. This card called Sylvanas, everybody uses. Sylvanas has a death rattle. Like, you know, there's different attributes. There's charge, death rattle, which is when the card dies, something else comes up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what death rattle is. And then there's divine shield. It can get hit once and it doesn't do any damage. And then the divine shield disappears. There's enrage, where you hit it, the angry chicken, for example, and it gains a bunch of attack.
I would like to see that in a movie or something. The what? Angry chicken.
The angry chicken, yeah.
I guess the closest we have is that chicken on Family Guy.
Yeah.
It gets in those fights with Peter.
Oh, Brady. Yeah. Totally. But there's just, it's a really deep game, actually. It's really simple.
Oh, yeah. From
it's
what simple I've seen, to learn, it is.
But it's really
deep. I've played it. I do not have a lot of Hearthstone experience. I did
I only play started it a few about years ago, 2 months ago, but I'm definitely got really into it.
You're addicted.
It's fun, man. It's a fun game.
It's okay. I'm addicted to Overwatch. So
yeah, me and we were talking about that earlier. Now I see when you're on Battle.net, and you see when I'm on Battle.net.
Even when I'm at work.
But
don't tell anybody.
Yeah, anyway, when I first read they were retiring these cards, I was kind of like, shit, because I just crafted one of them. But apparently we're going to get the dust back. You know what I mean? And you're still going to be able to use these cards. This is all coming in spring, and there's a new expansion coming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so standard is going to be a new mode with the last 2 years of cards. And I guess Magic does this often. They retire cards from competitive play. You can't use them. And there's banned cards, too. Because there's just, in a collectible card game, there's so many variables that some are, like, unbalanced, right?
Well, Magic is kind of bullshit because you got to pay more for the more powerful cards.
And you can buy any expensive card you want, really, right? In Magic, you can go on eBay or there's probably just sites for that and you could just, you know, cherry pick whatever. You can't do that in, well, you can craft, but
isn't Warhammer kind of like that too with the pieces? Aren't like the more powerful ones more expensive?
I don't think so. No, I think Warhammer's more how you play because like, any piece you get costs how much it costs them to make, like, the plastic and the metal. I think
there were certain ones.
It's not random, too.
I think there were certain ones that cost a lot more.
Yeah, because they're, like they're better or something. Yeah, they might. Like,
Dawn of War 3 is coming out.
Me and you have
soon.
Never played physical.
I have.
Oh, you have played it.
I've played it a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, because someone else had some.
Yeah, I went over to a guy's house.
Invested in the hobby, I mean.
No, I never bought any of the stuff, but I went over to a guy's house, and he had, like, tubs and tubs of fucking Warhammer shit, and he had a big table.
He said he was a really good painter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a different guy.
Oh,
this is his buddy.
I knew another guy. Like,
and he had a big table with a bridge and a river, and then he even, like, when the tank got hit, he would put these wisps of gray cotton on it to simulate the smoke in that. Like, it was...
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was pretty hardcore. And, like, I go to the mall on Saturdays. They got Games Workshop in the mall, and I always see them in there playing Warhammer. Like, it's pretty involved. But I would rather just buy the computer game. Like, Dawn of War 3 is coming out soon. I will be buying that on day one.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn of War 2 was fucking amazing.
Consoles,
no, but Dawn of War 2 is probably my most played game ever in the history of my
gaming. I play it every time I stay over here.
Yeah. The last stand.
Yeah.
That's what I played, The Last Stand. Yeah, I played all the really campaigns, fun. Too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
did a lot.
Yeah, so part 3, I will buy. It's like, fuck you, take my money. Yeah?
They're also retiring these two entire sets of cards from Gnomes versus Goblins and I think it's called Black Rock Mountain.
Okay.
All of those are going to be unusable and standard, but you're going to be... There is another mode I didn't mention called Wild, and you can use any card from any past
So, yeah. Like, anything goes.
No, yeah, so there's a standard ladder and there's a wild ladder.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know if I'd know how to build a wild deck, you know what I mean? So, I'm not great at building decks, so I don't know. I haven't really tried wild. I just stick to standard. How you do it is you just press this little button and it just switches you over to wild. But it's two completely different things, right? And it's kind of cool they let you still use those cards. But they take cues from Magic, right? They're like, oh, Magic.
It's Blizzard's version of
it
Magic.
It is. It's so similar to Magic. You have to wait the one turn, well, with most units except charge units. Is that called charge? And you didn't play Magic. But there are units where you, or cards where you play the creature and you can attack that turn.
I've never played any cards except for like poker.
I think it's called Trample, but it's the same as charge.
Charge!
But yeah, they're going to retire all those cards, and there's going to be a new expansion in spring. So there's already, it's called Something of the Old Gods, and it's very Lovecraftian, that was the last one. It's all like tentacles, like
tentacle porn,
Cthulhu type characters. Called, there's one called C'Thun, which gets a lot of play in competitive play, and other cards buff it up the whole game, and then when you play it, it has, say, 20/20, and it just damages everybody at once, you know? So you have to wait till, out of 30 cards, you have to wait till this C'Thun comes up.
Oh, nice.
But it's supposed to be Cthulhu. And then there's cultists that you play, and they build
it up.
Is
Cthulhu copyrighted?
That's probably a good question. Not. You know what?
I'm guessing
think so.
Cthulhu's
but
probably
they didn't
public
use Cthulhu.
Domain.
They didn't say Cthulhu, but it's called C'Thun, and it's
very,
very
similar.
Clearly Cthulhu. Based and there's Cthulhu. There's a bunch of tentacle, giant tentacle gods that are have different Lovecraftian names.
Did you ever play that Call of Cthulhu game?
No.
There's a tabletop game. It's apparently really good.
There's a game coming out. We got to talk about that in another show. It's called Call of Cthulhu.
Once we know more about it.
And it looked awesome. We'll watch that after.
Okay.
I'm interested in how development's going on that and what they've released for preview shit. But yeah, I think we'll talk about one more thing before the show is over.
Which one are we going to talk about? Well, you wanted to talk about the heists a little bit, so we'll just skim over that because that's old. Those have been around for 4 years.
We'll talk about that another time.
But you, maybe we, yeah, I got to play. We're talking about GTA 5,
obviously. The heists
aren't
4 years old, though.
They are.
No, they didn't release the heist part of the multiplayer.
Well, they're at least like 2 years year old. No, I know, I remember.
Yeah. But it's a couple years old.
Because I bought the game at launch on PS3.
I couldn't play it on PS3 because I. Heist, you need a mic. I think you
do. No, you don't.
No?
It helps.
But I think, I don't know. It just seemed like it would have not worked at all. Because I told you, we played the
it's best playing with people you know.
It was hard.
Yeah, it's best playing with people you know with mics.
My buddy's wife played me, this other guy, and him. We just, it was so fun.
Nice.
We had four of us, and we just pulled off the heist and got some pay. You know how
some pay got to get them dollar bills, yo. Yeah,
but the, cars.
They
I've
need
tried
to add
the stunt
some more
races
heists.
Yet though. But
stunt races are awesome. I have tried those.
I'm glad I bought it though. I didn't have GTA 5.
Well, they keep adding more stuff, and they don't charge
even
you any
though it
extra
came
money.
Out in 2013. That was a game I still really wanted for PS4.
It was just on sale.
It's so much better on PS4, man. They made the draw distance better. They added traffic. Everything's better.
I bought it on PS3 when it first came out, and I bought it again on Steam for and I paid like $80 for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. But after I played
it for 35,
it was just on sale on Steam too. So it must have been like it was like last weekend.
It's still 70. You notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's keeping its value.
It was just on sale for half price.
It's gonna be a record. Like or do all GTA games? I think this one has kept its price more than the other ones, though. That's 3 years, man.
You can probably get a used copy for console at, like, EB or
something.
It's
probably, like, 50, though.
You think?
For used, yeah. I think because of all they release for it.
I'm gonna look just out of curiosity.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
Actually, we should look online right now.
Because they do, like we said before, they add so much stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's to make up for the lack of the... Do you remember there was the rumored single-player DLC? Which they didn't do for GTA 5. And they did for the other ones, right? Or for 4, I mean. So.
I'm just going to look for Grand Theft GTA 5. Not GTRA, GTA 5.
From EB?
I'm just going to see what they charge for a used one.
Yeah.
Yeah, $59.99, and you get new for $39.99.
What the?
That doesn't make much. Maybe it's on sale.
Yeah. Definitely might be.
Well, what else are we going to talk about before we bring it to an end? We're almost at the hour mark.
Let's quickly talk about For Honor.
Since yeah. Well, I played it very briefly. Yeah. I played the beta.
Yeah.
And just to see if I heard
that's really satisfying combat.
The combat is, it's pretty cool. I could see, I only played for an hour, and I could see it getting really repetitive.
It was multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted a good online sword play kind of game.
Sword swinging, good time.
But I don't think For Honor's it, in my brief review. I know some people are loving it, but...
Yeah.
First of all, it doesn't have dedicated servers. So there's P2P servers, which means a lot of lag.
Damn.
Which is no good on a Twitch-style game, like a fighting game.
And that's Ubisoft, right?
Yeah. Ubisoft keep fucking everything up.
Did they do dedicated servers for The Division?
I think so. It's weird. Or maybe people rented servers. I can't remember.
It's weird they wouldn't do it for the new game there.
But Ubisoft is always messing up their games. Yeah. What's the new one? They got another one coming out that looks kind of good, but...
Are you talking about that thing we talked about last time? And it was that open world fucking... Was it Ghost Recon game or whatever? Remember we watched the trailer?
Oh, yeah, that's coming out, too.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
Something else.
Okay.
Yeah, well, one of my friends is all excited for Ghost Recon, so that's my buddy Endoskull, if he listens. I know he followed us on Twitter.
Endo.
He's one of my Overwatch buddies.
Endo.
Yeah, and you wanted to mention the Battlefield DLC real quick?
We'll talk about it another time.
We'll talk about when it's out. Yeah. All right, well, I guess in that case...
There's some new shit.
Oh, there's some new details that have emerged?
Yeah, like gameplay of the new Behemoth, which is...
Oh, that looks pretty wicked.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, I guess with that, we'll...
Wrap her up!
Wrap up episode 14.
Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
All right, I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you next time on Grinding for Days.
That's right.